In this bulletin, Harvey Weinstein guilty of two counts in his sexual assault trial. Julian Assange's extradition hearing begins in London. And Australia defeats Sri Lanka by 5 wickets in the 2020 World Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A jury in New York has convicted former movie producer Harvey Weinstein of raping a woman and sexually assaulting another. The 67-year-old was convicted of sexually assaulting former production assistant Mimi Haleli in 2006 and raping then-aspiring actor Jessica Mann in 2013. But he has been acquitted of the most serious charges of predatory sexual assault and first-degree rape, which carried a potential life sentence. Weinstein faces up to 25 years in jail and will be sentenced on March 11. He also faces charges in Los Angeles over the alleged rape and sexual assault of two women in 2013. Harvey Weinstein's legal team says it will lodge an appeal. One of his lawyers, Arthur Idala, says Weinstein was shocked and maintains his innocence.
When the verdict came in, Mr. Weinstein was shocked, but stoic at the same time. He didn't react emotionally. There was no crying or anything like that. All he kept saying over and over again was, "I'm innocent, I'm innocent. How could this happen in America? I'm innocent, I'm innocent."
A lawyer for the United States government has told a British court Julian Assange is guilty of straightforward criminality for hacking into and publishing US military databases. Lawyer James Lewis told the extradition hearing, "Reporting or journalism is not an excuse for criminal activities or a license to break ordinary criminal laws." He said WikiLeaks' publication of classified documents put dissidents in Afghanistan and Iraq at risk of serious harm, torture or even death. He claims some sources disappeared after being identified, but added the US couldn't prove that their disappearance was the result of being revealed by WikiLeaks. The lawyer for Julian Assange, Edward Fitzgerald, told the court the charges are politically motivated and his client would not receive a fair trial in the US. Assange's father, John Shipton, was among those supporting the 48-year-old.
"I don't count the cost. Not a bit. The one who's suffering after 10 years of being arbitrarily detained is Julian. I'm here with you, and after this is over this afternoon, I can go home and have a cup of coffee. Julian, a fellow journalist, goes back to a cell for the 10th year running."
A biosecurity specialist says warnings the coronavirus could become a pandemic need to be taken seriously. The head of biosecurity program at the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales, Professor Raina McIntyre, says she agrees with the World Health Organization's warning that there is a risk of a pandemic.
"We've seen in some countries, you know, substantial under-ascertainment of cases. So I think you know, infections don't carry passports. They travel around the world in aeroplanes. And every country needs to be really onto this. Otherwise, we will have a pandemic."
Police in Germany have arrested a man after a car was driven into a crowd at a carnival parade in what witnesses say was a deliberate act. Police say several people have been hurt in the western German town of Volkmarsen, and the German newspaper Bild is reporting more than 30 people have been injured. Eyewitnesses say the driver of a silver Mercedes accelerated toward a crowd and appeared to target children. Australian universities and businesses have been warned they face an unprecedented threat of foreign interference. ASIO Director General Mike Burgess has sounded the alarm on the rise of espionage, interference and right-wing extremism. Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally says the threats can be reduced if the community and intelligence agencies work together.
"Whether it's coming from Islamic fundamentalism or from the far right, we need to be working with the community. We need to be helping people recognize what's going on in their families and in their neighborhoods. And we need to help them help our agencies keep us all safe."
To women's cricket, a 95-run partnership from Rachel Haynes and Meg Lanning has delivered Australia a tense 5-wicket win over Sri Lanka at the 2020 World Cup. A loss in Perth would have all but ended Australia's World Cup defence, given they also lost to India on Friday. Let's look at what the weather's doing across the country. In Perth, possible showers, 33 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, 29, a shower or two in Melbourne, 29 degrees as well. In Hobart, fine weather and 27. It's partly cloudy in the capital, 31 for Canberra. In Wollongong, sunny and 25. It's also sunny in Sydney, 28. A bit of cloud around in Newcastle, 29. A shower or two in Brisbane, also 29. Showers in Cairns, 31 for you and 34 degrees for you in Darwin, where it's going to be partly cloudy. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.